chickens. They kill chickens. Are you looking for a specific with like one coyote?
Sure, whatever you'd like to share.
I shot one the other morning that was walking up the laneway like way too close to the cattle, and it didn't look sick or anything, but it was just like way too brave. Yeah, that was, I guess, they don't really harass the cows, but if there's a calf that gets born up pasture, we've had them, it kill a calf before.
Can you explain to me why that story that you just shared, is meaningful to you?
I'm trying, I guess, to protect my herd of animals.
Mm-hmm.
We have, all sorts of different livestock, cows, pigs, chickens, ducks, and I know the coyotes have to feed themselves, but I kind of, I don't know, I just rather them not do it on my animals.
I'm hoping to pivot a little bit and talk about coyotes more generally. And I'm wondering if you can rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being really negative and 9 being positive.
Probably like a five.
And can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
I don't like when I see coyotes, I don't see them, I guess, like mean, vicious animals, like directly to me. Sometimes you'll see them out mousing in the field or whatever, and they're, wildlife Vermont, but. Yeah, I guess I kind of, that's why I do them like right in the middle there.
I'm really interested in how farmers think about the land that they're farming on and the animals that live on it. And I'm wondering if you could tell me a story where land, livestock, and coyotes all interacted. And you can think really broadly about interaction here. It doesn't have to be really one moment or one story, necessarily. I'm just really interested in hearing a story about how your experience of those three things, land, livestock, and coyotes, interact. And feel free to take all the time you need.
I think it's hard for livestock and coyotes to interact. I'm not saying it's impossible, but they kind of have to be kept like wild, I guess. They can't get too comfortable with the animals because then you start having problems. But I think there is room for everything there. And on our farm specifically, I mean, we try and control the coyotes. There's people hunt coyotes with dogs on our farm. In the wintertime, people hunt them, with they call and stuff. And so there's the coyotes are kind of, we try and keep their numbers down, but I think as long as they're not overabundant, then there's room for coyotes and the farmland and the livestock to all be together.
And can you explain to me why that interaction or that story, is meaningful to you?
I would say it's meaningful to me because if we're not overrun with coyotes and our animals aren't being grassed, then there's everything just goes better. So that'd be why it's meaningful to me. I don't like seeing animals stressed out over, predators.
And narrowing in a little bit onto the different components of that story, how does land and how you think about land impact how or why that interaction is meaningful to you?
Can you repeat that?
Sure.
Sorry, I have.
How does land and how you think about land impact how or why that interaction is meaningful to you?
I guess, I don't know. For the land, that's tough. I'm trying to think. Maybe because it's, we're using land as productive ag land and seeing the coyotes there, you know, I mean, I know they're just out doing their thing, but sometimes they're, you know, say it's a pasture or something that we're using there trying to, you know, bother the animals. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And moving to another component, how does livestock impact what's meaningful to you in that interaction?
Well, livestock is our livelihood. You know, if we didn't have livestock, then we wouldn't be in business. And so when coyotes interact with livestock, we see it as a problem. So that's why we, you know, shoot coyotes.
Mm-hmm. And narrowing in a little bit, again, onto coyotes, how do coyotes impact what was meaningful to you in that interaction? Can you explain to me why or why not?
With livestock?
However you want to talk about coyotes.
yeah, I mean, they're just, I don't know, I mean, I view coyotes as a nuisance. Like, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if they weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we harvest them pretty much year round, never see them, and just don't like seeing the animals harassed and seeing them too close to the buildings and stuff. Just knows that, just, you know, that they're trying to get a calf or a chicken or something.
Awesome. Well, we are almost done. I have a few like background questions about where the stories took place. And I'm thinking back to that first story that you shared. Can you tell me where it took place?
In East Hardwick.
Awesome. And can you tell me what year the interaction or story took place?
2020.
Awesome. What kind of things do you do outside, whether it be for work or for recreation?
I'm a dairy farmer and recreation. I love mountain biking, hiking. I'm an avid deer hunter, so I spend the fall in the woods.
How long have you lived in Vermont?
25 years.
Wow. What town do you live in?
East Hardwick.
What year were you born?
1995.
What's your gender?
Male.
And finally, what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
Well, awesome. That is all I have. I'll stop recording now.